and products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Let's do it. Here we go.
Buckle up for Awkward, the Dave Ryan Show's Worst Date Wednesday.
We're going to get started with what I call the 45-minute date. The 45-minute date is going to be explained by, I believe, it's is your name Jenny?
Yep,
Jenny?
That's correct.
Tell me about the 45-minute date. You were the worst date on this date. What and why do we call it the 45-minute date?
I was the 45-minute date because I promised my friends that I was leaving the party. I'd be back in 45 minutes, to which I was able to do.
Why did you not want to go longer? Why did you, weren't interested in the guy, or why were you not into the date?
So my best friend and I were living in Arizona, and I was a teacher by day, a cocktail waitress by night. You know, one of the regulars kept asking to go out, and I, no, finally, fine. If it's going to make you leave me alone, let's go. I could use a free dinner.
Okay. Jeez, yeah.
And it happened to end up the same day we were having a party. So I told all my friends, I was like, hey, mark my words, I'll be back in 45 minutes. So we headed out to, I don't know, I think it was like a nice steakhouse or what was nice when I was in my 20s.
Mm-hmm.
And I just remember getting there and being like, you know, do you want a drink? Nope, just water, because I knew a drink took extra time from the bar. Do you want salad, appetizer? Nope. When they came back, literally ordered the meal. Made him like make a decision on the spot.
So you're rushing everything along. No drinks. You drink water. No appetizer, because an appetizer is going to add another 15 yep. minutes to the date.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
No time for a salad. Have time for that.
Okay.
I think by the time that, you know, the first check back the waitress does, how is the food? I was asking for the box. Like, can I get a to-go box? I'm done. Yeah, literally horrible. And I know this is horrible. I think the worst part was, though, after we left and, you know, he's like, hey, do you want to go to another bar? No, thanks. Just get me back to my apartment. Should I walk you up? No, thanks. We've got a party going on. Like, I mean, I don't know what to tell you. I didn't want to go out to start with. But I did walk in the door to the apartment, told my friend, checked the clock, and it was 45 minutes.
Look at that. Oh, my God. Amazing.
Oh, my
amazing.
Gosh.
That poor son of a bee. That poor guy probably had his hopes. He should have taken no for an answer at the beginning.
Sometimes you got to learn the hard way. I said no.
Okay. Yep. And now just say no. Thank you, Jenny, for being on with the 45-minute date. That was awesome. We had a bunch of these, and we'll see if we can get to all of them here. I'll never forget the bad date I went on. It was all my fault. My mom set me up with a friend's son. I didn't want to go. I purposely was rude all night. I told him I liked guys who were built and had thick hair. He was about 130 pounds. He had thin hair. I love soccer, and I love the Kardashians, so I tortured him all night by talking nonstop about these two subjects. He was polite and listened. And then when he tried to talk about them, I'd look at him like he was an idiot. So he would try to interject, and she would look at him like, you're stupid. He tried to talk about his work. He did something with anesthesia, and I said, gross, and I ignored him.
Oh, my God.
I have to say, when he finally said no to dessert and said, let's just call it a night, I was like, thank God. 2 years later, I feel bad about it, but I swear I'm not the same spoiled jerk I was that night. From Riley.
I hope not. That sounds awful. I feel bad for him. It sounds like he was, you know, set up into that, too.
Oh. All right, here's a worst date, and the worst part of the date with me was me. We had trouble finding a time that worked well for both of us because we both worked weird hours. We finally made it work and went to Pizza Luce. Afterward, we went back to his house, and he had just worked an 18-hour shift before the date.
God.
So when he fell asleep on the couch, his roommate came home. Next thing I knew, I was making out with his roommate while my Tinder date slept in his recliner. Fast forward 2 years, his roommate and I are engaged, and my Tinder date is one of the groomsmen. So,
okay, congrats.
That's from Marna. I got a boyfriend, but to be honest with you, not really sure where it's going. So I won't say I've got a wandering eye, okay, but I met a guy. We went to a restaurant for dinner on our first date. And my boyfriend texted me. What are you up to while, what are you up to in the middle of dinner? She gets a text from her boyfriend. What are you up to? So I go to the bathroom and I texted him back and I said, hey, I'm still at work. She lies and says, yeah, I'm still at work, but I'll text you in a couple of hours. Love you. Heart emoji. Problem is, I sent that to my date by accident.
Okay. Oh, God. Oh, God.
Good thing I was already on the toilet, because when I realized I'd sent it to my date, I would have messed myself. I got back to the table and he was gone. That's from Medina. So he walked out. He was like, got the text that was like romantic to her boyfriend. He dipped out.
I don't blame him. That sucks.
We went out to these are dates where you were the worst part of the date. We went out to a club and he wouldn't dance. I'm thinking, why in the world would you not dance? You brought me to this club.
Yeah.
We couldn't hear each other over the loud music. And finally, I had had it. I said, I'll be right back. I went to the ladies' room and sneaked out the back way and took an Uber to a friends with benefits house and hooked up. It was glorious.
Sounds like a nice ending.
A couple of more here. 15 minutes into my first date with my boyfriend. 15 minutes into our first date, comma, my boyfriend, who had just broken up with me 2 weeks before, called me.
Oh, God.
So she's on the date 15 minutes
in. She wants to answer the call, I'm sure.
I looked at the phone. I didn't know what to do. I knew I couldn't hit ignore or my ex would think I'm not interested. So I took the call right in front of my date and I said something like, oh, my God, okay, I'll be right there, as if my mother was calling or something. I said, I got to go. And I left and I called him as soon as I got in my car. Turns out, joke was on me. He had left his Ray-Bans at my house and he wanted to come pick him up and wondered if I could just leave the door unlocked so we wouldn't have to see each other. That's from Pa. Sorry, Pa, that you went through that, but you probably deserved it. No. Oh, he wanted his Ray-Bans back and he didn't want Pa there.
They're expensive.
Last one. Shelby says, after I graduated from college, dating apps had just started getting really popular. I decided to meet with one of my matches. I was nervous and didn't want to be boring, so I thought it'd be fun to play a little joke on the guy.
Okay.
Looking back, it still makes me cringe, and I have no idea why I thought this would be funny. I decided I was going to pretend that I wasn't actually looking for a date, but I was really a journalist interviewing people who are on dating apps.
Oh, God. Why?
I can still picture the look of confusion on his face when I told him this. I proceeded to ask him a few interview questions until it felt so uncomfortable that I had to come clean. I said, I made up this entire story as a joke. I'm sure you can imagine how well that went over.
Yeah, sounds like you got a second date.
We proceeded with the date and it was so incredibly awkward. I kept ordering more drinks to ease my pain. By the end, I was a giggly mess when he told me, we need to leave. We parted ways and obviously never spoke again. Can you imagine? Shelby, I love you for being creative. But
no!
what part of you thought, here's
that
a great way
it.
To bait the, date the, break the ice. I'm a reporter. I'm not really here for a date. Let me interview you. And then you get deeper and deeper into it. And you go, it's kind of like the time we watched Anchorman on the show.
I wasn't here, thank God.
For the first couple of minutes, we thought watching Anchorman on the radio was a funny bit. 15 minutes in, it started to feel like awkward. By a half an hour in, we're like, okay, we got to go. We
can't believe any boss of yours let you do that.
I can't either. That
honestly,
was a big...
he didn't ask for permission. You know that.
That's
you know
true.
He just went
that's
and
true.
Was like, we're doing this.
It's better to get forgiveness than it is to get permission.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.